6:30 in the afternoon, and one final segment here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. It being December 1st means that Movember officially comes to an end, either last night or today, depending on your perspective. So we're going to bring in one of the chairs of the Movember movement in Winnipeg. He's on the phone from Edmonton. Jeff Paulson. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Right now, Dave Minuk and Ezzy are also in studio. They're off mic at the moment as they are beginning the process of removing their mustaches. They are shaving their mustaches off. We've brought in our colleague from Bob FM and Fab FM, Sabrina Carnivale, to...
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
It's a testosterone party in here.
Yeah, that it is.
I love it. I was going to say, during my segment, Richie's not allowed to talk. He didn't. He didn't grow, so he's got to be off too.
Right, he donated, so we'll cut him some slack there.
Tell him the nickname you wanted to call me.
Richard Nomo, is that
Hideo? Because
Hideo.
Nomo.
Yeah. Hideo Nomo. Yeah. Oh, you saw that, did you?
Yeah, that was a funny tweet. That was the funniest tweet we got today.
Right on. Yeah, good.
You know, Illegal Curve Hockey, we had a good group of, I believe, about 10, 12 people who raised money as part of our team. As a total, we raised $6,200, a little
awesome.
More than $6,200 for Movember. You know the Movember Winnipeg numbers better than I do. Why don't you talk a little bit about how much Movember Winnipeg raised as a whole?
Yeah, for sure. You know, thanks in large part to you guys and your efforts. We're happy to say that so far in Manitoba this year, we've raised about $800,000.
Wow, terrific.
To
awesome.
Put towards the Movember cause. So, really a big spike from last year and something we're really, really fired up about. And again, you know, I'm not putting you guys over. It's got a lot to do with, initiatives like yours and big donations like the ones that you guys have put together. So we're very appreciative of your efforts.
Appreciate that very much, Jeff. The leading fundraiser on Team Illegal Curve was Winnipeg Jets defenseman Mark Stewart. He had $1,540 raised. So terrific job by Mark Stewart, of course. Yours truly came in a second.
Drew, you went through the rankings.
I am going through the rankings. Yours truly at $1,046. Actually, $1,146.
Don't worry, Drew. You're always first in my heart.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And then Dave came in there, $840.
Oh, Ezzy, the shaving cream's out.
Ezzy, $710.
Oh, boy.
And then other people, Ken Lauticki, $640. Ole Backstrom, $460. Zach Bogosian of the Winnipeg Jets, $385. Ashley Monroe, who we met on Wednesday at the Movember event.
Fundraiser, yeah.
Yeah, she raised $250. She's also cutting her hair for Cancer Care Manitoba. So she's giving some donation there. And Mark Ho and Joel Garside also donated money to the...
Are you guys shaving each other?
Oh, wow.
This is
a different party.
Yeah, this is a little bit awkward that's happening over here. So, Jeff, where does Movember go from here?
Well, there's a little bit of wrap-up sort of from an administrative side of things that, you know, we locally don't have a whole lot to do with. The headquarters in Toronto will sort of be taking care of a lot of that. And really just a lot of tidying up and house cleaning and hopefully at some point in the next week or so we can have a much more concrete kind of here's where we ended up type number and we'll look forward to making it even bigger and better next year.
Excellent, Jeff. We appreciate that and all the good work that you do on behalf of the Movember crew. Thanks very much. We'll let you get back to you're in Edmonton, so we'll let you get back to that. But again, $800,000 raised
great work by Jeff,
in Manitoba. So that's just absolutely outstanding. And all the congratulations to you on behalf of us here at Illegal Curve.
Right on. Well, and again, thank you guys very much for your efforts. Very much appreciated.
Excellent, Jeff. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Jeff Paulson, he's the chair of the Movember movement.
You're distracted.
Here in Winnipeg. I am distracted. Ezzy and Dave are now shaving shaving themselves right beside me.
With the smallest mirror they could have gotten.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, what is the tunes here? It's like a circus in here.
So, Sabrina, between Dave and Ezzy, which mustache was better?
Well, you know what? There are two different mustaches because I do appreciate a good handlebar, which Ezzy was sporting, and it also had a little bit of a red tinge, which in some people's eyes is a negative.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes. Well, you know, the gingers, I'm a fan. Dave also had a good one. It was full. I'd have to say, like, they were both... I want to see them sans mustache and judge then.
What about Drew?
Drew, you have a good one too. I'm disappointed that you're not taking part in this.
Yeah, you know what, Drew? I'll stay on. I'll keep hosting.
I'm not doing
You'll
it.
You'll go.
I'll let them. I can't compete with Dave and Ezzy possibly in terms of the shaving, so I'm going to leave it with them to do it.
Sabrina, you don't have to be nice to Drew. We all know that his mustache was really creepy, and we're happy to take it off. By the way, we're struggling over here. We're sharing one bowl of water and one mirror, and this is going to take a little while.
Ezzy right now has like parts of mustache all over
his face. I know, his face was so close to me and there was just little hair sticking out on the edge.
We'll have pictures of this on our Twitter.
Yeah, our Twitter page, at Illegal Curve, you'll be able to see the evidence of Dave and Ezzy removing their mustaches. Also the fact that they're going to have cuts on their face for the next week or so. That'll be some further good evidence of the shaving. Was there any consideration, you guys, I'll just repeat it, was there any consideration of you guys keeping the mustaches?
In part.
Dave says he considered it in part. And Ezzy also considered it in part. Sabrina, do you think that it was time for them to get rid of the mustaches?
You know what? I'm maybe one of the only females that really enjoyed a lot of the mustaches.
Oh, really?
So I would have been on board for them to keep them. But they're nice young fellas. Maybe they're uncomfortable with the...
So what about somebody like Drew?
Oh,
he's
well,
married
Drew.
Now. Like, doesn't really matter what he looks like.
Exactly.
My wife might disagree.
I like it, Drew. I would consider keeping it for just another couple days.
Yeah, it's probably going to be gone by... I have a wedding tomorrow to attend.
Get your wife
so,
to call
so,
me.
Yeah, it'll definitely be gone by tomorrow.
Let me ask you, you know, in this room, Sabrina, what do you think of next year if Michael Remus pledges to grow a mustache?
Ah.
I can't. It would look terrible.
Does it matter? You would join the team. I say, let's start that up. Let's start the campaign today.
You may need to start growing today to have a mustache the same thickness as those guys by the end of November next year.
And that's okay.
The one thing is, I can't grow the middle part. I think I would just have two sides.
Like Michael Strahan.
I don't know what it was.
Mike, did he have a mustache?
In his teeth, right?
Oh, like, the gap in his teeth, yeah.
It looked like Gomez from the Addams Family.
I don't quite get that reference, but anyways, I appreciate it nonetheless.
It might be odd, but as he just drank the water that they shaved into.
As a whole, again, Illegal Curve and the team members, you can check it out on the Movember page. Search for Team Illegal Curve Hockey. Just under $6,400 raised by us.
Congratulations. It's very good.
This was a fun month.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I'm impressed.
Yeah. I mean
most of these guys, they did all. Drew, Ezzy, and Dave took the initiative and ran the show kind of thing. So all credit to them.
Yeah, very good cause and one that we're thrilled that we could have been a part of. I'll tell you one thing. None of us could compete with Jay Onrath and his mustache.
That's amazing.
I would say it's beautiful.
Really? Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's so full.
Would you say it was breathtaking?
No.
I would say it looked like he shaved a squirrel and then stuck it on his face.
The tail. He stuck the tail on his face. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. I mean...
I'd say Ezzy without the mustache looks younger.
He does look younger.
How you doing?
Remus, can we go to Cheers and Jeers to wrap this?
Yeah, I just got to pull it up.
Okay, hang on. We'll wait until you're ready for that. Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, Jamie and...
Jamie and the other Movember guys came by and they dropped off some...
Jamie Hopkins.
Yeah, Jamie Hopkins dropped off some razors for these guys to use.
Hydro 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great when Ezzy uses the other razors to shave his back tonight.
Oh, jeez.
Cheers. Congratulations.
He's brilliant.
He's a good guy. And jeers.
No, not good enough.
He's a bad boy.
I never seen something stick like this.
Surprisingly not good.
Richard, do you have a cheer or a jeer?
You know, it's an easy cheer because I get to go first, so I get to cheer all of... It was your efforts, not my effort in terms of this Movember thing, the Illegal Curve team. The three of you put a lot of time into it. I got countless emails about it, but it was for a good cause. You guys did a great job. And so, and for the events that we went to an event at Confusion Corner for Movember, an event at the Pyramid for Movember, and all great events, well run, and great cause for mental health and prostate cancer.
So that's right, for men's mental health and prostate cancer. And, you know, if you haven't donated yet and this segment has inspired you to donate, you can still do so. Go to Movember, ca.movember.com. You can search for Team Illegal Curve Hockey and you can still give money to the cause.
All of December.
Thanks, Dave. That's it for, you know, I can't beat that chair.
Thank you, Sabrina, for coming in and being
fine.
The official...
I didn't do anything.
No shave off judge.
Thank you for having me here. Hey, next time, I'm going to join in a segment next time, too.
For sure.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable. Next week, of course, we're going to be live at St. Fatel Center for the 30th annual Christmas Miracle.
Yes.
So the charity just keeps on coming here on TSN 1290.
Right.
Another great event that we're thrilled to be a part of. So you can come down and say hello to us next week live and in person at St. Fatel Center.
Right. We're ending early today.
Exactly. And we're ending early. Westman Basketball is next here on the station. Big thank you to our guests today. Oh, boy. Craig Button of TSN for joining us, and Jeff Citron, former associate counsel of the NHLPA, for having joined us. In case you missed any of the program, it will be available for download on iTunes. Search for the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, subscribe, and get it sent to your iPod each and every week. You can follow us on Twitter, @IllegalCurve. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/IllegalCurve. And our website with the latest NHL news is www.IllegalCurve.com. A big thank you to our sponsors, Carbone Coal Fired Pizza, Rumors Restaurant and Comedy Club, David Carr of Monopoly Realty, and the Certified General Accountants Association of Manitoba. For Richard Pollock, for, I guess, Sabrina Carnevale, for producer Tim, for Michael Remus, for Ezra Ginsberg, and for Dave Manouk, I'm your host, Drew Mindell. If it's Saturday, it's the Legal Curve Hockey Show. Stay tuned for Westman Basketball.